Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Scumbags, this is the Scummy Mummies podcast with your hosts Ellie Gibson and Helen Thorne.
Hello and welcome to the Scummy Mummies podcast. It's me, Helen Thorne.
And it's me, Ellie Gibson.
And Ellie,
yes?
Guess what we've got a guest?
I know, because he's sitting right next to me.
I know.
He's literally in the room.
I'm very excited. It's Kev Matherin. Hooray!
Yay!
Or Kevin, as his mother calls him.
Yeah, of course, Kevin.
Yeah.
Named after Kevin Keegan, apparently.
Were you?
Yeah, straight up. Yeah, I don't know why. Like, she's got a thing about Kevin Keegan, but yeah.
And of course, and it's nice you've emulated him with your curly perm. Not really. Not really. Listener.
Funnily enough, I did have curly perm when I was a kid. I did have like the wet look, like Soul Glowing coming to America.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Tell us who you are, Kev Matherin.
I'm an actor, father, husband, and what else do you want to know?
Well, speaking of husband, your partner, we've previously had on this podcast, not once, but twice, Kev.
Yeah.
Yes, it's DJ Nicky Beatnik.
Absolutely.
Normally, we don't like if we have a lady guest, we don't ask them about their husband because it's sexist,
right.
We feel like here we are, we're just turning the patriarchy on its head.
Yeah, yeah.
It's our turn. What's it like being living with a DJ?
Noisy. No, it's great. It's, you know, luckily I'm into music myself, so there's always a nice vibe when she's practicing during the afternoon when we've got a bit, we feel sorry for the neighbours, but yeah, the music's thumping and it's always good to sort of like scoot around the house while she's doing her stuff. She's so talented and I love people that are into music, so I'm like a bit sort of very sort of finicky when it comes to music. And you know, when I was younger, I was so into hip hop, anything else, like, oh, that's so uncool and top of the pot, so I've got nothing to do with it. And you know what I mean? So Nicky's a bit sort of fussy like that as well when it comes to her music. So
is that what attracted to you about her first? Because didn't your eyes meet at the Royal Albert Hall? Is that
years
right?
Years ago.
We've heard Nicky's story.
Yeah.
I want to hear Kev's version.
Yeah, this is what I want to
know.
Yeah.
I promise we will actually talk about you and your career at some
That's
point,
all right.
Kev. But,
nothing interesting. No, honestly, like years ago, before I was an actor, I was a professional dancer. And I did a job. I was back in dancing for Khalees. And Nicky was is Khalees's like tour DJ. And Khalees turned up and we'd rehearsed the routine for, I think it was Milkshake when it first came out. So we learnt this routine and it's like amazing, American artist coming over and we're gonna be back in dancing for her, and I was a fan. And Khalees turned up, looked at us do the routine, and then she was like, "That was great, but I just want you to just stand there, do nothing." That was basically her way of saying that we were shit.
Oh yeah. My god, no, you're beautiful.
Yeah.
Just hush now.
Just be still.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Not even nod your head. Like, there was guys trying to sort of like get into the groove and she's like, no. So we were just like standing like models.
Like mannequins, in the window of Top Man.
Yeah. In the Royal Albert Hall, just standing there like, Milkshake brings all the voice to the young, doing fuck all, do you know what I mean?
Listen, this is what we need for our show. Yeah. Men just stood there.
Just stood. Just,
amazing.
Yeah.
Oh my
so
god.
So anyway, like during the technical run, Nicky arrives late and she's sort of on the decks doing her thing. And I love like female DJ, I love turntablism anyway, and she was really good. And I just went up to her and I was saying, like, you know, I really like what you're doing. And she just went and just looked away. didn't even say a word to me. They looked like the daggers, was like basically F off, and then turn around and walked off. And I was like, okay then.
And you're that like, that's it. The woman for me. Yeah. Love her.
And then years down the line, like we have mutual friends, and a friend of mine was coming to a Christmas party that I was having. I was a presenter for an online casino website, and we had a Christmas party. It was like I was right at the beginning of my acting career, and that's where I met her, and we got chatting, and ended up sort of texting and speaking to each other every day since.
Did you say, do you remember me? I tried to chat to you some years ago and you were really rude to me.
Yeah, blatantly. Like after a while, when I realised, when I found out that she was Khaleesi's DJ, I was like, did you do Fashion Rocks in 2000 so-and-so? And she was like, yeah. I was like, oh my God, it was you. It was you. You were so rude to me. And she was like, yeah, probably I was hungover from the night before. Do you know what I mean?
Oh,
so I wasn't in
amazing.
The mood. And yeah, she's like, actually, I do remember you. And then she was like saying to Khaleesi, and Khaleesi just laughs about it. And so, yeah, we always sort of bring that up. We're like, yeah, you dissed me, man.
So when you see Khaleesi now, does she make you still stand stock still in the corner?
She doesn't remember. I had to remind her. I was like, do you remember doing Fashion Rocks and like you told us to just not dance and just stand there, stand still behind
you? Can you not dance to Milkshake? So it's such a moving tune.
It just makes you feel like, oh, we must have been that shit. That we had to just stand still, not even nod your head to the beat, man.
Oh my God.
Do you know what I mean? You know, brother, like in the background, have to feel the groove, and I'm just standing there like a pleb, like, when's this going to be over? I'm getting paid, it's all right, I'm getting paid.
Still, that's amazing.
Amazing. Well, I think that story does pretty much line up with how Nikki said she met you, so good, it means you're not an imposter, so that's good. Shall we actually talk about Kevin's career? What do you think?
I think so. Welcome to the podcast, Kevin. And it's so exciting. I was going to say, you're our first ever soap star, but then I realised we had Charlie Condo on the thing. But first ever Emmerdale soap star on the podcast. Let's go with that.
Ooh, what you're going to give him a fucking badge? What? Is he supposed to be proud of that? Excited.
I know, I was going proud of that. But I thought we should start actually off by asking you about your family, because this is what it's like living in a creative household and what that's like being a dad and negotiating parenting. Because, and you know, your wife's pretty fucking fabulous and she used to be flying around the world and you're an actor. How does that work as a family?
I'm so grateful for Nikki. She's always sort of championed, well, we champion each other's careers, do you know what I mean? But, you know, the times where I've had tours and I'd be away for 6 months, I'd want to turn it down because I wouldn't want to leave the family and leave her on her own to deal with things. But she'll be always like, get that money, do you know what I mean? She's just got a different sort of mindset to it. She's like, you can't say no to this, do it, we'll be fine. And it's not
always
fine.
I've seen that woman's trainers collection as well. Someone has got to pay that Sports Direct bill.
She's like, get that money. Now it makes sense. Well, now I know what I'm paying for.
Ellie does a school run with your wife. She never seen the same shoes twice.
Absolutely. Quite like
she's so supportive, and I really appreciate that, do you know what I mean? And likewise with her, and we're lucky that my mum doesn't live too far away as well. So my mum's been really helpful looking after Harley and if Gracie's around as well, my daughter. And just to help out. But it's always kind of worked out. Either I'm around or Nikki's around, you know, so it's kind of worked out okay.
But now you're at the Dale, you're in Emmerdale, so what is it like negotiating all that sort of side of things?
Why did you have to get a partner's soap that's up in bloody Yorkshire, Kev?
I
mean,
there's one in East London you can go in.
There's that one, what's it called? East Londoners.
East Londoners.
Double Enders.
Should be called that.
I'm
both
sorry,
Enders.
Sorry.
No, it's us. It's not Kev, everyone. It's not Kev.
No.
EastEnders fans.
Respect to all the EastEnders, like, lot.
Yeah.
Anyway.
He has to say that. He was meeting them for a fight.
I'm from East London. I love East London. So, everyone says that to me, like, when I was, like, you know, early acting. It's like, oh, why don't you get on EastEnders? Like, it's just like, I can decide, I'm going to go on EastEnders.
Yeah, I'll just take my passport from EastEnders. Yeah.
Some people say to us, you should go on Live at the Apollo. Yeah, we should. Yeah. We should. Why don't you ring up the boss of Live at the Apollo and
exactly
tell them?
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for that.
It's ridiculous how people just sort of assume you can just, like, I'm going to do that now. I'm going to do it. And whatever, you know, and yeah. not realise everything like auditioning or the, you know, the times of being unemployed that comes with, you know, before the success happens. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. this is it. So how? So you were a dancer, and you, I believe you were, weren't you a dancer for my favourite band of all time, Steps?
No.
Were you not? I love that. No. Steps.
I know them. I know Claire from Steps, and I know people that dance for Steps, and I went to Claire's wedding.
That's it. There you go.
Oh,
see?
Yeah.
Not going
like
completely
that.
Do that.
So, but
step away from Steps,
step
from Kevin.
Step away from Steps. Yeah. I've got too many stories about Steps.
Oh, anyway. I don't really care how you know them, Kevin. I just love them. I just love them.
No, they're great. You know, Claire, she's lovely. Do you know what I mean? Every time I've seen her, she's always been nice to me. And
what does she smell like?
I don't know. I was gonna go into it.
Nice.
Like honeysuckle.
Oh, what does Lee smell like? Has he got a natural musk? He's got a very powerful natural musk. As usual, we've got sidetracked by my obsession with Steps. That does happen.
No,
it's my fault.
I drift as well. You've got to rein me in, man.
Yeah, yeah. Classic Steps.
So you were a dancer. Who was your favourite person or band that you danced
for?
Oh,
pressure. I'll tell you who were the most humble. I'd say Boyzone, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Do you know what? They, mainly because they knew that they were stealing a living, basically.
Borrowed time!
Yeah. They're like, oh, we've got that one who can go, rah, 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 rah. And apart from that, we're just furniture.
They were just like, they were so, you know, they knew they were lucky to be doing what they were doing and having an amazing time and just... Yeah, like they're fans and they just enjoyed every moment. But, you know, you kind of meet sort of people where they're just starting their sort of career and they're all excited and they're really polite. And then later down the line, a couple of one number ones or a couple of years later, it's like you, like they don't even know you. And I've met a few people like that in the industry and it's so disappointing, man.
Yeah, I remember early on in our career, do you remember that woman was saying, people at the beginning of their career and people at the end of the career are much nicer than the people in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
They're just on the lookout for their, you know, they're looking over people's shoulders and...
I can't stand that, man.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
That's why I hate press nights because, like, there's people, you know, you're trying to strike up conversation or you're speaking to someone and they're looking for someone more important.
Oh yeah, and you know that it's awful feeling. Yeah, yeah.
It's like when you invite someone invites you on their podcast, and then they just want to talk about your wife.
Or Steps, you know.
Just
it's exactly like that.
Yeah. I'm glad to be here. So tell me about Scary Spice. Oh, okay.
Anyway, Calvin. Yeah,
thanks for coming.
And
that's Nikki.
Can I have Lee's phone number? That's why you're here. So Boyzone, humble. I love that.
That's beautiful.
That's going in the bank.
That's a good fact
to remember. And then how did you transition from the dancing to acting? Was that a choice or is it something that just sort of worked out?
I was trained to do everything when I was from young. I went to stage school, thanks to my mum, bless her. Also single parent, like raised on, you know, and she just did, it worked so hard and did everything that she could to sort of just basically keep me out of trouble, you know. I don't know why I went off that because, like, you know, single parent, I really have strong feelings for single parents, you know what I mean? And, like, you know, and I'm grateful for what my mum's done for me. So funny, like a little story. When I told her that I was in Emmerdale, I kept it from her. I kind of like laid it on her a bit like this. I was like, Mum, I've got a new job, but I'm moving up to Leeds. And she was getting upset. She's like, why are you moving up to Leeds? I'm like, I'm going to become a vicar. And she's like, what? She's like, what? What are you talking about? And I'm like, okay, basically, I'm going to be the new vicar on Emmerdale. And all the first thing she said, all my hard work.
Yes!
And I could have fought her. Do you know what I mean? I could have fought her. It's like, yeah, okay, all your hard work.
Yes, that's right. Beginning with the birth.
True.
And then, absolutely. Oh, that's amazing.
Oh, that's
she must
glorious.
Be so proud of you.
Yeah, she loves it. She's such a fan. She's an uber Emmerdale fan. It's like, I remember when it used to be on like once a week. and it was a lunchtime show, and my mum used to work as a sewing machinist at home. So, like, she'd pick me up from nursery or school, come home, make dinner, and then Emmerdale would always be on while she's sort of on the sewing machine and whatnot, doing her thing, and then take me back to school. And, you know, that was, like, our life for years. So, and so when I got, the more the stages I went through up to the screen test, I was like, oh, my God, I really want to do this now for my mum. And she, you know, kept it secret from, I didn't tell her that I was auditioning or anything.
Very moving.
Sorry, back on track.
My dad is a vicar. Mm-hmm. This is gonna make me about me. But so, did you do? What is the preparation one needs to?
He hung out with your dad.
Yeah, phoned it in.
Yeah. Oh my God. Okay, so I've done 3 funerals already.
Hang on, wait.
How is this not Midsummer Madness?
And a wedding. 3 funerals and a wedding.
How long have you been in Emmerdale?
A year now. Exactly a year. Amazing. Yeah.
And there's 3 people have died in that tiny village.
The funeral services, they've luckily put all the words, what I'm supposed to say in the Bible, so like I'm there and I'm allowed to read it, which is good.
That's good,
but
yeah.
Certain prayers, I was raised a Catholic anyway, so certain prayers I can remember once, you know, I'll go back into it. But yeah, certain things, they just sort of like, you know, I slap that in the book and like, thank you, mate. And,
is that because, like, do you ever get confused with your previous career? So you'd be like doing the funeral and going, my milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
I think that's probably quite good.
Yeah.
Are you're not getting any kind of callings, any inklings from the role to, you know, as another step, you know, you've dancer, actor,
vicar.
You know, vicar, next step in your career?
Do you know what? It's really weird because when you film in the building that they, like, the village is amazing. They've built this village on a private sort of estate and the church is amazing. So when you're inside there, you can't help but feel sort of a bit spiritual and sort of calm and no one swears in there, but it's not real, it's just a set, but
yeah
everyone's sort of, and you know, when I, you know, forget myself and I swear and people look at me and oh yeah, you like, because I've got the dog collar on. I'm like, Kev, are you ready? Hold on, mate. Like,
huh? So it's a real village, Emmerdale.
It's amazing what they've done. Like, they did film it in a proper place, like the wall pack and some of the stuff, it was like a real town years ago. And the story is they paid all the real sort of people that used to live there like 20 quid a month or something to sort of keep in their houses or use the front of their houses and stuff like that. And then people sort of started thinking that they were being a bit shortchanged. So during the filming, apparently, people be like with their lawnmowers making noise. Purposely fucking up.
Wicked. Maybe they just wanted to get on the tape.
And then tour buses would come.
Amazing.
Yeah. You know, it just disrupted it. So there's this amazing estate called Harewood House. And it's like Lord Harewood, like he's a big sort of, or part of the royal family, or sort of some sort of, like, runs this estate. And they've built a whole village on this land, and it looks amazing. Like, from the outside, you'd think, like, some of the places, like, bloody hell, I'd love to live in here. Do you know what I mean? It'd be, you know, it's better than our house. But then when you go in inside, it's just, like, hollow, and it's maybe, like, a production office or, you know, where our dressing rooms are and stuff. But it's brilliant. Yeah, the village is amazing, man.
So now you're part of the soap community, and like when I moved to the UK over a decade ago, someone said you have to have a soap, like you have to choose a soap and be committed to it. And I, you know, in the lead up to this podcast, I was reading, you know, because you've come up on like websites about soap, but it's huge, and like there's soap awards, and are you nominated for?
I'm been nominated for Inside Soap Awards for Best Newcomer.
Best vicar.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. But it's not always, you know, it's never been about the awards for me. It's nice to be sort of recognised and nominated. But I've still got that mentality of when I first got the job, the first thing I thought, oh, rent is paid for a year. Do you know
Yeah, what I mean?
That's where my head's still at, do you know what I mean?
How's the sort of the fame aspect of it being? Because obviously being in a soap is a particular, is it a particular kind of fame?
It is, yes. Been noticed a lot in our local Aldi.
Wear your shades, Kev. Wear your shades. Cap on, head down.
Yeah, I'm there with a mask on, do you know what I mean? And they're like, it's you in it. It's you in it.
Amazing.
It is, you know, it's been weird at first, but like, I've got used to it and I'll, you know, give people a bit of time and it's, and you know, so nice, especially around here. They're like, so you live around here then? And it's, yeah, it's so nice with certain people, especially like the black community. They're saying it's really good that, you know, we're getting represented on a program like that, and it's good to see you're doing an amazing job. And it, because at the end of the day, you just don't think, you just realize, oh my god, it's like quite good to have representation on TV, not just representation, but both like myself and the guy that plays my son, Emil John, the jobs that we do, he's a lawyer in it. So it's both really quite respectable jobs and we're not sort of dealing or, you know, like the cliche of how, or we're not villains, do you know what I mean? So it's, you know, it's the feedback of getting that feedback from people is amazing.
Does it add an extra layer of pressure though? Do you feel that kind of, oh wow, some people are going to be looking at me as if I represent all black people, which obviously is ridiculous, but I've got to be aware of that as something I have to, you know, to think about basically.
I don't feel the pressure really, but there is sort of like some things where as I've no longer feel like I'm a new person there, I feel like there's, you could tell sometimes that some of my dialogue hasn't really been written by someone like me. And so I feel sort of brave enough to say, can I change that? Can I say it? You know, and sometimes like, yeah, when I'm speaking, like if there's a scene between me and my son, I'll kind of like, I'll come out of vicar mode and I'll be like, we'll talk a bit black, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we've incorporated that into the show and some people have liked that, you know
awesome.
What I mean?
Awesome, yeah.
You know, just to sort of make it as real as possible, real to our community and real for us, do you know what I mean? Instead of sort of like, okay, this is just line by line. I wouldn't say it like that, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
And they've been, and the Emmerdale team, they've been responsive to that.
Yeah, they're really cool with that. They're really, they've been really sort of good when it regarding diversity. You know, we did a pride sort of episode earlier on in the year, which was amazing. I don't know whether you guys watched Drag Race UK.
The
Vivian was on like one episode.
Her Majesty.
She was lovely. She was so good. Yeah.
Awesome. That's brilliant. That's really good.
So we did a pride sort of, you know, and that was down to Charles, like my character as well, because my son Ethan's gay. And so I felt like because the village hasn't had a pride before, I thought that's absurd. Let's like do a pride in the village and sort of, you know, that was a big thing and it went down really well with our viewers and everything, luckily. It's just such a good cast and a good crew to be a part of. The only sort of downside is, of course, you know, living in London and, you know, I love London too much, but it's worth it. Even if I come home for one day, it's worth it.
Because you've got little one. And
Just to see them and sort of like, you know, be back and just be around them and show a bit of moral support and do whatever's needed for Nikki to have a lie in and whatnot, or take her hands off the wheel for a bit. Do you know what I mean?
Definitely. I was going to ask, because you were saying about playing bad guys, because I did watch your showreel today and you played some bad dudes. Yeah. Like, but also, can I just say, your accents are amazing.
I can't do
any accents. Like, I was like going, is that the same guy? Wow! It's like a different person in every clip.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Listen, Helen's got two accents. One is Australian and the other one is... It's a sort of Welsh, French, Spanish.
I think I just insult all cultures all at once. Yes. I cannot.
You're multilingual.
It's like, you know, like when you mix all the colours together, it just, anyway, I just, I can't, I can't, I can't. can't separate any of the accents. Anyway, so I'm just in awe. I just thought it was amazing.
Do one.
Say something and we'll guess what accent it is.
All right, let me try. I'll go north. Is that? No. What am I trying to say? What's that accent?
What is that accent?
I was trying to go Geordie.
Is that pirate?
I go north.
I'm from Sheffield. I was born in Aberdeen, of course, as you can tell by how I sound.
Bayesian Dorset.
The Bayesian Wurzels. It's the Bayesian Wurzels. That's where she's gone with
just
that.
Just terrible and very bad. Is that? I mean, is that something you learn at acting school? Like, I don't.
Do you know what? I've always been a bit of a mimic. Even when I was a kid, I used to love copying voices and I loved accents. So, like, watching American TV and, you know, I'd go around school like 33 and a third.
No wonder you got on with boys, eh?
Yeah, I wouldn't say that to them. They'd give me a punch in the mouth, you know what I mean? But it's just like little things like that. How are ye?
That's Northern Ireland.
Yeah.
Yay!
Yeah. See? I'm better.
No. Don't praise that. I never said you couldn't recognise it. That's a different skill. That's what I'm saying.
It goes in and just I
know what
out.
I know what the colour blue looks like. Therefore, I'm a wonderful painter. That's not how that works. That's not.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Didn't the Sun do a thing where they took? Didn't they take pictures of Nikki's Instagram or something?
Oh my God, man! Yeah, it's happened to me twice now. Basically, they've ripped pictures and videos off of our Instagram
without asking accounts, without permission.
Without permission.
Wow.
We basically, you know, we have no rights. You know, once you put it out there, it's out there. So, yeah, be careful, people. They just sort of conjured up a story out of nothing. He's like, look at, you know, Emmerdale Star's cool pad and they live in Catford and kids, Harley and Gracie and Purdy. So I've got a child called Purdy, apparently.
Yes, he's got four legs and is furry.
A hairy kid.
Purdy is the name of Kev's dog. Confused by this conversation. You do have a dog called Purdy. Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's so funny.
Yeah. And then the next one was, Super Soap Week. We just finished filming. That was a month and it was quite physical and full on. And I made the mistake of, like, I'm on Twitter quite regular and I'm quite sort of open on Twitter. I've always have been, do you know what I mean? And I kind of forget my status and I'll just put it out there, do you know what I mean? Like, I just woke up in the morning, I was going on set and I was just like, oh, my body's broken. It's been full on, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, the cast and crew have been amazing. And the next thing you know, a couple of days later, Emil, who plays my son, WhatsApped me. This headline from the Daily Express, Emmerdale Star's body's broken, basically kind of saying that I was on suicide watch.
What the fuck?
Scheduling
his,
is...
His daughter Purdy, in tears, 24-hour vigil at his
bedside. Watching him, yeah. And they ripped a picture of me as Charles,
and then
on the other side, like, they ripped a picture of me when I was ill from 2020.
Oh
full on afro, so I had a different hairstyle.
Oh my god.
To look like I was like...
Oh my god.
Yeah, like I was basically sort of like broken and sort of the schedule is sort of, having a breakdown. One picture of me as the character and I had my glasses on. I was like lying on my side and I was ill. Basically, yeah. That was when I had COVID. So it had nothing to do with me sort of feeling sort of having a breakdown or anything like that. Amazing. But that's what they put out there. Yeah.
Well, who knew the Sun and the Express were unscrupulous bastards? Who would have predicted it?
Yeah.
So what do your kids think of the whole Emmerdale thing? Are they impressed? Do they not really give a shit like
God, they don't care, man. Harley's like, if I sort of know that there's a good sort of episode that I want to watch, and he's like, Emmerdale again. But Gracie, my daughter, she's like going to be 13 in a couple of weeks, and she was more excited that I got a blue tick on Instagram.
Verified.
Yeah. She was like, Dad, you're verified. That's amazing.
Yeah. And I'm like, one of the most popular celebrity shows in the country. I don't care.
She's not bothered at all. Actually, like, the viewers and the followers and the Emmerdale fans have been really nice. Anyone that asks you and comments or, they're really positive.
Oh, yeah.
Really
good. Nice. That's lovely.
Luckily, you can go down that rabbit hole and look for the negative. And I have done... don't bother. But it's
there. Why did you do that? Why did you go down the hole? Do you think?
Vanity search, man.
Yeah.
I've got that kind of personality where everything could be great, but that one negative thing will sort of finish me.
I don't know anyone who isn't like that, really. I Dr. Phil, who's one of my favourite American television psychotherapists, and he said you have to be aware that for one negative comment, it takes 10 positive ones
to erase that for you
psychologically. Just the impact. Mm. You need 10 people to tell you're amazing before you'll believe it over one person telling you you're an arsehole. And I thought, oh God, that's... I don't know why I bother.
There's been, and it's like that with people as well. I can have a really good day, and all it can take is like a comment or someone say something that I don't know how to take it, and I'll just fixate on that. Do you know what I mean? Or like they're having a dig, and I'll take it personally. But I won't react. But it's in my head. Like I could be quite a bit in my head a bit. Do you know what I mean? And it would just sort of spoil my day totally. But
obviously, I'm now going back over everything we've just said to you. We should never have asked him about Nicky at the time.
He is so amazing.
I'm like, when is this finishing? So I can go and rock in my room.
So I know we can't ask you what's next for Charles because it's all top secret, the storylines. Mm. But what's next for Kev?
I don't know, man. I'm happy where I am. Keep on doing it until I enjoy it or until they get sick of me and the next thing you know...
Until you get that script. And then there's no manhole cover.
No.
Yeah. And then, oh no.
Whose funeral is this? It's not mine.
Oh my God.
Wait a minute. Yeah, I'm held hostage in the church. Why who? So, yeah.
Would you do Strictly... and or I'm a Celebrity?
Oh, do you know what? Straight off my agent... Nikki, everyone's like Strictly because of my...
Because you're dancer, yeah.
I know, but not at the moment with my back. But with Strictly, I love watching it and I know if I was in the moment, I'd enjoy doing it.
Mm.
But I think it's everything that comes with it. It's like the amount of weeks that you rehearse and you do the show.
Mm. It looks hard.
Money's sort of secondary to happiness, man. I don't think I...
Well, and you know how much hard work it is, I think, Clea.
I don't think I'd enjoy it.
Mm. Well done, Kev. You just talked yourself out of Strictly.
Sorry, BBC.
No, they wanted more now. They're going to turn it.
Would you go on I'm a Celebrity there? Would you go and eat worms in the jungle for 2 weeks?
No, it's bad enough having a vegetarian for a wife.
That's the real punishment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, excellent. Well, there we go. So we've nearly come to the end. It's time, as always, for a Scummy Mummy confession.
All right. Well,
I've got just a little story, really. My son, Joe, who you know, he does like to chat, Joe, and he does like to just say what's in his head.
Mm.
And his brother, Charlie, was away on school camp for 5 days this week.
Yeah.
And it was about day three. And I said, oh, Joe, are you missing Charlie? And he went, I think he's dead. And I was like, he's not dead, Joe. And he's like, well, I mean, how do you know? Mm. And I was like, well, I don't know. Oh, my God. So, it's just a lovely, sweet moment that I wanted to share with you with my son.
I had a moment with my son, Hugo. We were talking just casually about periods. And
as you do.
As you do, because we're an evolved family. And I said, oh, you know, and then they happen once a month. And he was like, what do you mean you bleed more than... Does it happen more than once? And he's like, I'm so sorry, Mummy.
Oh, bless him.
Yes,
so,
nice.
Wait, I think he just thought that you have one... A period, right? You get your period, and when that happens, you have a big old bleed, and then that is
life
done.
Goes on.
Yeah,
God, if only.
I know. He was like, generally, like, put his hand on my arm. He's like, that's not very fair. I was like, darling, I know. Yeah. That's how we were made. Big truth bomb there. And Charlie's not dead, just to confirm.
No, sorry, yes, just to be absolutely clear, Charlie is not dead.
Thank God for that. Yeah. No, I saw him, like, when I went to pick up.
What about you, Kev? Have you got any confessions for
us? Yes. I don't know whether Nikki's going to want me to say this, but...
excellent.
One of Harley's favourite programmes is Naked Attraction.
Harley, I mean, you have to say how old Harley is. Harley is 7, yes, same age as my son Joe. And he likes
boobies.
Why not?
He absolutely cracks up.
It's a funny show.
He cracks up at it.
I think it's a good show, man.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's like, I remember, I told my, I learned Italian in the lockdown, not allowed to talk about it. Yeah. And I told my Italian teacher about Naked Attraction. I described the show and she was like, what are you talking about? This is insane. Yeah, and I was like, you don't have anything like this in Italy? And she was like, no, it's a Catholic country.
Yeah.
And then she watched some of it, like, online. And she was like, but any of this programme is really good. This is showing, like, real bodies as they really are. So totally. I think, why not, Kev? Why shouldn't... I'm going to make Joe watch it now.
Yeah.
It cracks me up. And we're like, calm down, you know, don't say these words in front of... He's like, what, vagina? And you're like, Harley, just...
Excellent.
And he actually said to, I think he actually said to Kian one day, because Kian's mum WhatsApped Nikki saying, yeah, Kian came back and told us Harley said that he watches a, I can't remember, it was the wrong word anyway, it was like naked something, like it wasn't the right word, attraction, but it was naked something. And she was like, oh, you can't tell people.
Yeah, you can, it's fine. Oh, how funny. Well, there we go. I think we've come to the end of the podcast.
That's right. And tell us about, so Emmerdale's on every day.
It's on every day, 5 days a week, 7 times a week. So twice on Tuesdays. Sorry, I'm counting.
It's on a lot on ITV.
It's on a lot on ITV.
If you've got on ITV right now, and it's ITV probably Hub. On. Yeah, it's probably on right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's full on.
Should we do some admin?
Yes, should we?
Yes. Come and see us live on tour. Go to scummymummies.com for dates and tickets. We're booking all sorts of places.
Oh my God, we're Winchester, we've got coming up some big shows in Winchester. Gillingham, I don't even know where that is.
You don't even know how to pronounce it, mate. It's Gillingham. No.
Well, come there then.
Also, we're going to Worcester. I'll just get that in before you.
Okay, good. Yes, I've been looking forward to Worcester.
Hunstanton.
Yes. Lovely.
Many places. Yeah. Twickenham's nearly sold out.
I think it's all sold out. Oh. Cambridge is going to be lovely.
Don't go there, then.
No. Okay, good. All right.
Amazing scenes. Well, there we go. Helen's book. Buy the book.
Yes. Get Divorced, Be Happy is now out and still in print.
Yeah,
it will be for a little bit longer. And it's coming out in Australia on the 19th of October.
Exciting times.
Hello, Australia. Yeah. Excellent.
We've got a shop, Scummy Mummy's shop.
No one goes.
No one cares.
No.
But we've got one.
Yeah, you can buy a t-shirt with Scummy Mummy's on it.
Yeah.
Or not.
Knock yourself out. No. Thank you so much, Kev, for coming on the podcast.
Thank
Lovely
you
to have
me.
You. Thank you very much for listening, listeners. Until next time.
Bye-bye.
So, no, do you know what? So many people have said to me, especially around this area, do you know what I mean? They're like, oh, right, you're on Emmerdale. It's like, I don't watch it. I'm like, well, I don't care.
I still get paid.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? It's, you know, it's like,
yeah, we get that. Oh, I don't listen to podcasts.
Yeah.
Cool. Good luck.
Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good
Thanks
on
for
you.
Sharing.
Yeah.
Now go away.
Like trying to sort of like, you know, I don't know whether it's passive aggressively sort of putting it down. Oh, I don't watch it. What do you do?
I think that some people just there's no filter between their brain and their mouth. And they'll just say stuff all the time. Oh, what happened the other day when someone bumped into us and said, "Helen, you look really good now."
And yeah, they wrote to, and to be clear, just to make about me, yeah. They wrote to both of us and said, "Helen, you look really good now." So she managed to insult you by saying, "Before you look shit,"
and insult
me by implying that I never have and never will look good, which I really enjoyed.
But she looked really pleased, like she was somehow doing us both a favour.
I was like,
no, don't do the talking. Just stop.
Just
say, "Hi, lovely to meet you." Oh, that's right. And she started the sentence with, "Hi, scrummy mummies, I'm a really big fan."
Yeah, no, you're not. Yeah, no. Yeah. That would be like me going, "So tell me about Bemmerdale Farm."
I'm like, "You're not interested, so don't bother asking me about it, really." Do you know, you just know. Do you know, it's like a striking conversation. It's like, I can tell you don't, you know.
Yeah. No just, other jobs right. have that, do they? What do you do? "I'm a criminal defence lawyer." "Oh, I've never murdered anyone." Oh, cool. All right. What do you want me to say?
You don't have to have this conversation. Yes.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.